Hello?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello?
Hi.
What's the name of the company?
This is eBay Anti-Fraud Department of eBay. Did you know about eBay?
Yeah, but I don't have eBay.
Alright. My name is Max Wilson, Madam. Max Wilson. I'm calling you from eBay customer service. So, do you receive any voice message from the beginning of the call about any purchase?
What did I purchase?
Did you purchase any iTunes gift card for $299?
No.
All right. That means, madam, it's not you. It's somebody else who misused your identification, and they have created a fake eBay account on this mobile number. So they are trying to buy an iTunes gift card which has been charged to your account $299. So we are just
how come they know my card or my account?
They are hackers. They can't do anything. So we are just helping you to cancel the transaction and refund your money back.
So which card they use?
I'm so sorry, we're not authorized to share any personal information, not right now, but let me connect you to our eBay secure server so that we can provide you the exact information. So
yes.
I know that you are like very suspicious about this case, so that we can let me try to help you out. First, tell me, like, do you share any informations outside or anyone else?
No.
Okay. And do you have a smart device, like any computer or any laptop?
I have phone.
You have phone. Okay. Which mobile phone are you using? Is it your iPhone or is it your Android?
It's the iPhone and a Samsung.
Is it your Samsung or is it your iPhone? Which one?
I'm talking to you on my Samsung.
Yeah, and you have one iPhone, right?
Yes.
Okay. What you need to do, madam, you need to follow my instructions so that we can provide you the 9-digit cancellation code. This cancellation code to helping us to canceling the transaction and refund your money back as well. So first, you need to open up your Play Store application with the help of your Samsung phone and put my phone call in the loudspeaker.
Yes, I do.
All right. Now open up your Play Store.
Yeah.
Once you open up your Play Store, look at the very top of your screen. There is a search bar where you can type something, right? Yeah. Did you see there is a search panel at the very top? Once you open up your Play Store, search for apps and games. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, can you hear me? Yeah. Now, look at the very top. There is a search bar where you can type something. Am I right?
I don't know.
Okay. Let me find out. First, read for me. What can you see on your screen? Let me check. Let me try.
Yeah, I've got Play Store, but when I open it, the search time in again to continue.
Okay, just click on continue.
It says there to sign in my, to sign into the password of my email.
Alright, alright. Okay, no need to be worried. Just talking with me and be handy your iPhone. It should be better because iPhone is a very secure phone. And it should be easy to canceling the transactions. So, you just grab on your iPhone.
Yeah.
Now, open up your App Store. It should be blue color icon with capital letter A.
And I open my App Store. It's coming to a stage.
Yeah, did you open up the App Store, madam, from your iPhone?
Yes.
Now, look at the right-hand side, down bottom corner. You can see any search option with magnifying glass logo.
Yes, yes.
Give a touch on that.
What is that?
Give a touch on that option and type there letter A for Australia, letter A.
Yes.
After that, N for Nancy, letter N.
Yeah.
After that, Y for yellow, letter Y.
Yeah.
After that, D for doctor, letter D.
E for doctor, yeah.
Yeah. After that, E for Edward, letter E. After that, S for sugar, letter S.
Is there any test, remote test stop?
Yeah, that one. Choose that one. And,
yeah.
And just try to download this application. You will be get to see a get option like GT get at the right hand side. Can you see that?
A what?
Get option, get. First tell me like, did you see the application's name which says AnyDesk Remote Desktop?
Yes.
Yeah. And now choose that option and at the right hand side, can you see any option like get option, like G for
get? Yes.
Just double click on get. And once you double click on get, what is written over there?
Sign in with Apple ID.
Yeah, did you remember your Apple ID?
Hold on, I just didn't go for it.
You don't know what is your Apple ID, right?
I know.
Okay. Just put over there your Apple ID and your password. And after that, click on sign in. Then it will be automatically downloading.
Yes, I open it.
Okay. What you can see?
It's in the remote address.
Yeah, that is your cancellation 9-digit code, madam. You need to keep those number and tell me the number one by one. Stay on that page. Tell me the number.
9-1-1-7-0-0-5-2-9.
Okay.
Yes.
Stay on that page. Don't touch your screen. Within a few seconds, you got any kind of security warning message from eBay customer support. Just to, and I'm going to let you know that how to avoid those security warning so that you can connect you to our eBay secure server. Okay, it's a fraud message and I'm going to let you know how to avoid those fraud message. Let me see, you got that warning message, I guess. And look at the very bottom, there should be two options, like I'm aware to this risk and do not show this warning again. Did you see that two check boxes?
Yes.
Okay. You just tick that one boxes, I'm aware on this risk and click on accept. And after click on accept, what can you see?
secure server?
Yeah, can you see any kind of positive option like OK or anything like that, accept option?
Yeah, I've seen accept and dismiss.
Okay, just click on accept. Just click on accept. And after click on accept option, you will be get to see a start broadcast option. First,
yeah, I've seen start broadcast.
Yeah, that means our technician start the work into your transaction. You just click on start broadcast. And once you click on start broadcast, don't touch anywhere. It will take some time. All right, you are successfully connected with our eBay Secure Server. Now please go back to the normal home screen, like your wallpaper screen.
Like a Safari screen?
Yeah, your wallpaper screen, where I can see your wallpaper. Like swipe your screen, very bottom to top, and come back to the normal home screen. And as you know that this is an online procedure to refund money get back to you, so we no need to any kind of big times. Can you please confirm me, do you do online banking with this cell phone?
Yes.
Okay, you do online banking with this cell phone, so you just stay here, you just stay right here.
What cell phone are you talking about?
All right, you do online banking, right? Just wait a while. I'm going to transfer the call to my senior.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, hi, ma'am. Thanks for being on hold. Your call is connected to the senior supervisor. My name is Alan DeCosta. How are you doing today?
Oh, good, thank you.
Nice to hear. And I do believe that my junior colleague make you understand what is the reason to give you this call, and he is polite to you, right?
Yeah.
So, will you please let me know, ma'am, as you can see in our server, there was one transaction was made in the name of eBay for $299, and the money was going to be deducted from your online banking. So did you check your online banking that any money or any transaction was made in the name of eBay for $299 or not? Do you check that?
It's nothing.
Okay, because right now, as you can see, ma'am, as per our report, as we got the report from the cancellation department, we sent you a cancellation request on ANZ banking. So do you deal with any ANZ bank?
I've got ANZ bank, but there's nothing deducted from there.
Nothing deducted from that account, right? Can you go ahead and check all of your account, ma'am?
What is that?
Can you go ahead and check all of your account? Now, do you see any transaction was made in the name of eBay or not? Will you please let me know?
No, there's nothing.
Nothing you can see that, right? Not a problem, ma'am, because as for our server, ma'am, we can see that the transaction is in pending right now. So, okay? So that the reason of what we done, like we made a pending on the charges.
Okay? Are you a scammer? How do you know my information and my phone number and whatever?
Let me tell you, ma'am, as you are connected to the cancellation department, the accounts department of eBay, we got all of the information, okay? That the reason, ma'am, we are not authorized to ask you any of your personal details over the phone. We are just here to help you out to cancel the transaction and refund your money back, okay?
As you said to me, it's for eBay. How come that you know my information and my bank account and blah, 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 whatever?
No one know any of the bank details, anything like that. As the card was added on the eBay, That's the reason we have the intermediate.
But what? Can you tell me the card number?
You want to, we can provide you the from where the purchase was made and the account details, okay? The thing is that, and also we can see that, ma'am, will you please let me know one more thing? Will you please let me know one more thing? Do you do only one banking or apart from that, ANZ Bank? Do you deal with...
Can you tell me the card number first? I can't give you any information if you don't give me any card number they deduct the money from.
Okay, the thing is that, let me tell you, as this call is recorded for quality and training purpose, we are not authorized to provide you any of your card details over the phone, okay? That's the reason...
But how come you said it's prepaid deduct from my account?
Because your card is connected to the eBay, right? If anything you purchase, you pay by card. So that's the reason...
Shut your fucking mouth. I said I don't purchase anything, and I asked you, what's the card number? You should know, and you should tell me.
No. As this call is recorded for quality and training purpose, we are unable to provide you any card details over the phone, because if I'm going to tell you any card details over the phone, I'm going to lose my job, okay? So we are not authorized to provide you any personal details or any card details over the phone, okay?
But how come do you know that it was purchased? If I said I didn't purchase anything, how come you know?
Let me give you an example, ma'am. If you do an online shopping, right? Like if you do an online shopping, what happened? When you do online shopping from Amazon anywhere, at the time of the checkout, you pay by card, right? Right, ma'am? So as you pay by the card, on the time, what happened? That information directly going to the merchant or the Amazon accounts department, right? So that's how we have the details, okay? You understand? Hello?
Uh-huh.
Are you there?
Okay, screen recording thing. You're showing him everything.
Your screen.
How come did I? What's my name for?
Are you there, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, will you please let me know what you can see on your mobile?
I don't have eBay
Okay. Let me show you each and everything, ma'am. Can you go ahead and open the red color application any desk where you can see the 9-digit number?
What's the other one actually? Because I need to.
Do you see the 9-digit number on the any desk?
What's that for? I know you fucking scammer, eh?
So how are you going to refund your money back, ma'am? How are you going to refund your money back? Just tell me. Are you there, ma'am?
Yes.
Hello?
What do you want? What the fuck you want?
I want you to simply go ahead and open the red colored application where you can see 9-digit cancellation ID, okay? Open that.
What for?
On your iPhone, you will get to see that any desk, the red and the white diamond colored application. Open that, okay? Any desk, open that. And please don't use bad languages, ma'am, okay?
Yes.
This call is recorded for quality and training purpose, okay? I request you, don't use any bad languages, okay?
thing, if you don't tell me, like, Takati, it was fetish.
I was
there was fetish Takati from.
I have details from where the purchase was made. Can you open the AnyDesk application first? So
but
I
told you, I don't fetish anything from my card or from eBay or whatever.
Okay, let me show you each and everything. Because they are the hacker, they can do anything they want, okay? Let me show you the card number, each and everything. First, can you open the RedCloud application, AnyDesk, where you can see the 9-digit number?
I don't trust anything.
Did you see the 9-digit number?
I don't trust you. You just said that I invented through things in eBay. What the fuck? What the hell? I don't purchase anything today.
I'm sorry.
Bloody hell.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Hello, what is this call about?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi, sir.
What is this call about?
The call is connected to the accounts department, sir. The thing is that there was one purchase was made for Apple iTunes gift card for $299. So this is just a free.
Oh, I thought you said it was off. What is eBay? How's it off Apple ID now?
No, it's Apple iTunes gift card, sir. Apple iTunes gift card, okay?
What did he say you purchased from?
I don't purchase anything today from, he said iTunes or whatever, but the first time he said from eBay.
Yes, it's from eBay, but the purchase was made for the Apple iTunes gift card, okay?
We haven't purchased any gift cards.
Yes, as your mom, maybe your mom already explained me that she not purchased this one. So that's the reason
yes.
We are helping her to cancel that order, which is not made by
but
her.
But she doesn't have the app, so you're not canceling anything.
The thing is that those slots are used in her browser, like the Safari browser, for making a purchase. And they use the ANZ banking cell for making a purchase, okay?
That's a Safari, man.
Uh-huh.
That's a Safari. Look at your history.
History of what?
See what you've been looking at. See if you've been on eBay.
I
haven't been on eBay on Safari.
I understand if this he not been, but so what happened, maybe there was some fraudster is trying to use her details for making the fake purchase, okay? So that's the reason we are just trying to help her, or trying to help you to cancel the transaction so you're not going to lose any single penny for $299, okay?
Has there been any deduction from your bank account?
Nope. I've been checking nothing in
there. There's nothing been deducted from your bank account.
Stupid lying.
No, ma'am. Again, you're talking the same thing that you're using a bad language. I was telling you there was two banks was connected. One was the ANZ Bank, and the second was the Commonwealth Bank. And you can check your Commonwealth Bank. There was a minus $299 was deducted.
Nothing in there, uh-huh.
There's nothing.
I want to get my the first thing to my FM.